The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
A little later than usual on a Wednesday, but that was to accommodate the Health Minister, Stephen Donnelly, who had to be gone by five. We're joined by Charlie Weston, the personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, for our weekly Money Spot. And last week, Charlie, we were talking about Revolut going into the savings market in Ireland. I believe Bank of Ireland has responded.
That's right, Matt. In less than a week, there's a response. Bank of Ireland, just at a time when we thought savings rates were going to fall, Matt, because next week, the European Central Bank is due to start cutting its interest rates, and that was expected to, you know, it's already having a bit of an effect on mortgage rates. They're coming down, but the banks were also expected to start cutting deposit or savings rates. But no, it's can only be because Revolut came into the market with rates of between 2% and 3.49. Bank of Ireland comes out today in a surprise move and offers two new decent fixed rate savings products. A two-year fixed rate at 3%, which is half decent, Matt, and a one-year fixed rate, which is paying 2.5%. And a little bit of flexibility as well. You can take out, you can draw up to 25% of your money without incurring a penalty. And it applies to personal customers and to business customers. And it's in the next, June the 6th, the next couple of days. So that is interesting, Matt. And it looks like Revolut is having an impact already on the savings market here, at least. I wish just that the fact that they've gone into motor insurance, that would have a bit of an impact there yet. We're not just seeing that yet. But, you know, we expect now AIB will probably have to come out and do something to match permanent TSB have moved some of their rates. They brought out a 1 year rate a few weeks ago up to 2.75. It's hotting up a little bit, that market. There's 153 billion euros in household savings. If you're not lucky enough to have some of that, this doesn't apply to you. But there is a lot of money out there looking for somewhere to go, and most of it still is in deposit accounts that are earning nothing, instant overnight deposit accounts, as they call them. But now there's a bit of competition there. Like, you've Trade Republic offering up to 4%, you've Raisin up offering up to 3.45. AIB has a 3% rate now, Bank of Ireland a 3% rate, and Bunk not bad rate. It's an instant access account of 2.46. And of course, Revolut. So there are some options. The thing about Revolut is it's dead easy. A couple of clicks and you can put your money into a savings account. You don't need to be producing a driving license, opening a new account. So that really has shaken up the market. There's about 2.7 million customers, Matt. They're having an impact there. It's competition. You can whinge about these things. Governments can call on them to do stuff as they did, and nothing happened. All of a sudden, they respond when there's a bit of competition, Matt.
Well, let's move to competition in a different sector. Third price cut from SSE Airtricity. So what might that bring us?
More good news, Matt. More good news. I don't often find myself saying that. Yeah, third cut from SSE Airtricity, one of the big four players. They're bringing out 10% cuts in electricity and 10% cuts in their standard rates of gas from the start of July. It'll see their unit rate come down to about 33 cents per kilowatt hour. Save a family on this latest cut, a saving of about 150 euros a year on electricity, about 100 euros on gas. And, the cumulative impact of all of those cuts, if you're a family that's taking both your gas and electricity from SSE Airtricity, could mean about 1,000 euros of a saving. They have about 300,000 customers, Matt, 250 electricity, 90,000 gas. So that puts it up now to our friends in Electric Ireland, who have been doing very well on the generation side, making pots of money. And then Bord Gáis Energy, they'll have to look at this as well. And our friends in Energy as well, the other big player. They've all been expected to wait till the end of the year to introduce a third cut. So this has come early, and we'll pressurise them a bit now, because wholesale prices are down, Matt. They're down about 70% since the energy crisis started. So they can afford to pass on some of that benefit on to the consumers. So a bit of good news there for consumers. We won't necessarily use a whole lot of electricity or gas during the summer, but at least coming into the autumn period, it'll have got a bit cheaper.
Okay. Do you buy the idea that we overpay for our motor insurance partly because it's to cover all of the people who drive without having motor insurance?
I do, Matt, and it's been calculated that we're, you know, each policy is levied to the tune of about 30 to 40 euros because there's about 190,000 uninsured drivers out there. And a big scam that often happens is people buy insurance, they get a disc sent to them in the post. I mean, it's crazy we're still using discs, but there you go, 2024, we're using paper discs that we stick on the windscreen. They get a disc, and then after a month's payment, they cancel the insurance. They get a refund, and if they're stopped by a Garda, it looks like they've up-to-date insurance. Now, all of that's going to change. There's a game changer here now. The Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland, which kind of covers people if they're involved in an accident and the other driver leaves the scene or is not insured, they are now exchanging 3 million. Details on 3 million drivers every day with the Gardaí. The Gardaí have these new smartphone systems, this new automatic number plate recognition and smartphone systems that allow them just to immediately work out whether the car that they're scanning has a valid up-to-date paid insurance policy on it or not. So that should cut down on this nonsense. And they're already seizing cars where they're finding that people don't have insurance. They seized about 1,800 vehicles in April alone. So look, it could be a game changer, and it could stop that scam of paying for a month's insurance, getting a refund and not paying for the rest of it and driving around uninsured. We've one of the highest rates of uninsured drivers in Europe, Matt, and they're putting their hands in the pockets of the law-abiding, decent people who are paid for their insurance.
Do we know what happens to those cars that's confiscated? Do people actually pay up their fines and reclaim their car? Or could it be a lot of those cars will end up either being junked or that they could end up being sold in the future?
I suppose it depends on the value of them. A lot of the time, Matt, it spurs people to suddenly sort out the tax and insurance, and they turn up at a Garda station with it all paid and sorted out and reclaim the car, and they can get the car back that way. But, you know, at least it forces them to do that. But look, if you don't turn up, I suppose they end up getting crushed. And sometimes they're cars of little value that are changing hands for cash and small amounts as well. But at least look at it. The problem is enforcement here. We need an awful lot of Garda checks. But, you know, at least now there's a fear. If you are driving around with no insurance, you're going to be caught probably now more than you were previously. It was a bit of a no-risk strategy up to now. You get away with it, but not anymore. The game has changed, Matt. So it's good news for the law-abiding, decent drivers out there who have to pay motor insurance and resent how expensive it is.
Gee, you're full of good news today, Charlie. I know we'd intended doing a sort of a PRSI special on the benefits for workers out of PRSI, but we don't have time, so why don't we save that for next Wednesday? Come back to us next Wednesday and talk to us then about how you can get your full benefit out of your PRSI payments. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.